and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's up in the mountains this week with her girlfriends. Up. Of course, they pick a place up around the Tennant Fire area, but from what I understand, it looks pretty good up there. Nothing has been touched. Today is the 28th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's there. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What national day is it today?
It's Water Park Day.
Water Park Day. Water Park Day. You know, kids have been spending a beautiful summer in the water park right here in Redding's water park, and everybody's been having a great time, and then when they go back to school, they get to put their mask back on again. Why, yes, that has been a bone of contention, it appears, at the school board meetings. I couldn't help but throw it in. National Water Park Day. What else?
Milk Chocolate Day.
Milk Chocolate Day.
Never really been a fan of milk.
Anyway. Okay, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 67 degrees. Today it's going to be a high of 103, a low of 69. On Thursday, a high of 106, a low of 72. Friday, a high of 107, a low of 73. And on Saturday, a high of 100 with a low of 71. And we go back in the double digits on Sunday with a high of 97 and a low of 68.
Wow. No. Okay. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a business that's been there for a couple of decades. It prides itself on its customer service, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. I wanted to talk about forced vaccinations. Of course, it started the state of California, but let's start with the VA. Our VA Department of Veterans Affairs just announced that all, I think it's Title 38 employees have to be vaccinated by September. All Title 38 employees, including physicians, dentists, podiatrists, optometrists, registered nurses, physician assistants, expanded function dental auxiliaries, and chiropractors who work in the Veteran Health Administration facilities or provide direct care to veterans on VA's behalf will have 8 weeks to be fully vaccinated or they will lose their jobs. And the reasoning behind this is that whenever a veteran or a VA employee sets foot in a VA facility, they deserve to know we've done everything in our power to protect them from COVID-19. With this mandate, we can once again make and keep this fundamental process, says Secretary Dennis McDonough. Now, there's a lot of people who are going to be going against this. There's going to be lawsuits because from groups who view vaccine mandates as an infringement on their personal rights, also know that the vaccines are still likely months away from full approval by the Food and Drug Administration. This is an emergency measure. It has not been fully vetted by the Food and Drug Administration. So this is one of the arguments that people use. How can you force me to use a vaccine that has not been approved by the FDA? Now, here's my problem, and this is more personal, is I've been vaccinated. Of course, I was vaccinated so many times in the military. They should just put, like, a tattoo there and just say, shoot here. The VA, from everything I read, is really short. People in that Title 38 area. In other words, physicians, nurses, all the clinicians, all of these, they're short people. And if they're short people and then they go out and you get, say, let's just say 25%, let's say 10% of all of those doctors, nurses, podiatrists say no. So are we going to cut 25% from a staff that's already short? So if you really want to take care of veterans, isn't it better to be at fully staffed facilities or at least 90% staffed? Because I can tell you right now, the waiting times are long already. And so what happens is you end up going out in town for specialists, you know, to be seen like for orthopedics and all that. You see that goes on anyway. But when they said that, it's also for people that give direct service from the VA, you know, so that, I guess that could be contract physicians out in town, I guess, as opposed to TRICARE and all that. Okay. But it still seems to me is that what impact is that going to have on the VA as far as losing people? Now, they have just come out and said, even if you're vaccinated, you got to wear a mask. Well, does that mean I have to start wearing masks around? And according to a healthcare professional I talked to the other day, said, "Oh yeah, you can catch COVID even though you've been vaccinated. It will harm you less. It will cause you to be less sick, but you can be carrying it." So now we've gotten the vaccines. That was a battle to get through, an emergency vaccine, and now we have to wear a mask again. And all kids in school this year are going to have to wear a mask. I don't see the end of this. I don't see like an end game. An end game means the end of a battle, the end of a war. Like Afghanistan, end game finally came this year. Started last year with Trump's. Finished, I think, this year. What is our ending date on these things? You know, like war should have an ending date. But there should be a clear, concise end to this flu-like virus that, though it has made many people sick, has killed very few. And yet we keep kicking the ball down the road. And now the VA is mandating vaccinations. And what if my doctor says, no, I'm not going to get that? What if the doctor I've had for 14 years says, nah, you know, I'm getting close to retirement time. Nah, I'm going to pull the plug because of this decision instead of waiting till the FDA approves the vaccine. I'm not very strong on this, as you can probably tell. In fact, I understand, you know, if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine. There's doctors in town that don't get vaccinated. There's medical staff at Mercy, I'm sure it's at Shasta, that they just don't get vaccinated. What is it that now we have to start mandating? Just as, by the way, Governor Newsom has done and here in California, they require proof of vaccination or regular testing for all state employees and healthcare workers. We'll talk about that when we get back. Hey, how'd you sleep last night? Did you sleep okay? Well, if you had a Sleep Number bed, I can guarantee you it would be better. Yes, Sleep Number. Sleep Number's mattresses are number 1 and 2 in Consumer Reports for comfort and customer satisfaction. And the latest from the Sleep IQ Data Laboratory says, talk about your, it says to try going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, including weekends. Well, I kind of think that weekends are meant to sleep for another hour or two. you know, but they're saying that's your circadian rhythm. That helps establish your sleep-wake cycle. And if you're looking for a data-proven way to sync your rhythm, the Sleep Number smart bed sleepers who use the bed's circadian rhythm feature improves their bedtime and wake time consistency by 35 minutes for better quality sleep. And right now, discover proven quality sleep. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. Plus special financing. Now that ends Monday, so head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Talk to Steve. Lay on a bed. Talk to any of the pros down there. Lay on a bed. See why Sleep Number is so great. My Sleep Number setting is 40. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35, but you'll have your own individual. Is that great or what? Remember, this is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Richard and Lori again. Since January, many of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family have been injured, and too many have died after taking the COVID-19 experimental injection. Karen Ramstrom and Danelle Ewart refused to use even one of the 45 COVID-19 employees to track those injuries, deaths, and issue reports. The CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System now shows 11,000 U.S. deaths, but public health refuses to admit it is happening here.
The government reporting system is statistically only showing approximately 5% of the actual numbers, so the deaths are likely closer to 200,000. Parents, you have seen this medical injury the past decades from childhood vaccines. This experiment is being coerced upon the population under the guise of protection. First responders are witnessing this medical murder. Call Shasta County Citizen Journalists with your story, 530-962-5168.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Join us Wednesday, August 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino in Redding Rancheria for our annual Discover Health Fair. A day filled with free health screenings, information, crafting vendors, and much more. All ages are welcome to this free event with special activities for the kids. Contact Tim Rodriguez at 530-226-1734 or Kaylee Capobianco at 530-339-7457. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
La la la, 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 la la
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Carl Bott here. It's 605-4567 is our phone number. Today, the 28th of July, 7:20 in the morning, Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. John Bastiani started this business about the same time we started the radio station. Locally owned, locally run, the only place I buy guns at is Bastiani Arms. He's my firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new firearm. The only problem is all you latecomers that have come in and started buying guns, millions. There's millions of you out there. And the reason why you go to Bastiani is knowledge, great customer service. He has a great selection of firearms. He's catching up just like everybody else is, and ammo, plus all the accessories. And if you need a gun worked on, look no further than John Bastiani. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bastiani Arms. Last thing I want to say about vaccinations is that Governor Newsom is now requiring all employees to be vaccinated, all state employees and healthcare workers, to provide proof of vaccination status or get regular testing. All employees will be required to prove they have received the vaccine by showing their vaccination cards. Show me your papers. Show me your papers. If you do not have your papers, we will take care of you. We have ways of handling this. Yes, you will be tested. And then you will wear an N95 mask on your face.
Is that supposed to be a terrible German accent?
Oh, no, that was my Irish.
Oh.
No, you have a job to do. And what is that job?
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Yeah, the Gav. Have you ever written? I wonder if the Gav ever wears an M95 mask. You know, this is a form of torture. A form of torture. M95 mask. I mean, a regular mask, you can kind of breathe through. I tried to wear an M95 mask on a plane. I lasted all of 10 minutes because my daughter, the nurse, sends them to me and says, no, I take it back. Randall Hempley, a friend of mine who used to run the Shasta Regional Medical Center, he says, I had two M95 masks. I heard you were traveling. And Randall, thank you very much for the M95 mask. It did not, you know, it worked, I'm sure. But if you've never worn an M95 mask, stand by. It hurts. Anyway, so they've got to wear an M95 mask at all times, and unvaccinated healthcare workers, that's just regular working for the state, guys. Unvaccinated healthcare workers will have to get tested at least twice a week. You know, I'm surprised at this time he'll say, and we're going to use the Chinese anal test for the COVID. You know, that'll be the final indignity on this. I'm with Marianne Sievers, who is, of course, the head of a senior source and all that. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
So have you, during the break, we discussed wearing the M95 mask.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
They're pretty tough to breathe out of. Yeah.
My daughter is a nurse, and she had to have the M95. I'm not sure if they double mask, but at least one M95, then the face shield, and then all the other stuff they put on because she's working in the hospitals and such. At the end of the day, and I said, how do you breathe in that? She says, it's really, you know, it's difficult. And so you take breaks.
You have to pull it off your face.
You have to pull it off your face, get more oxygen in you. Now, Lori, one of our contributors in our chat room all the time, has a just death on mask, and well, she's death on COVID and vaccinations and all that. But she's talking about, kids wearing masks. That it, you know, it impacts on their breathing and all this, but a M95 mask is just harsh. Even though I understand that it works. That's why people wear 95 masks.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of impact do you think this is going to have on our healthcare system around here. I mean, if the state is telling all their healthcare workers, well, you have Senior Source, which acts as a conduit or a free help assistance in placing mm-hmm. people into long-term facilities. Do you think that's going to have an impact at all? I know you had nothing to do with what we were going to talk about. I just thought I'd throw you to the wolves this morning. And
Yeah, well, it's really hard in my world because I do work with seniors and they're so vulnerable and the N95s, you know, do work. And so it's I'm conflicted because it is difficult, but the population I work with is so vulnerable that I don't know what other options there are.
And the, you know, and in fact, that is the most vulnerable population is the elderly.
And they've been isolated for so long. It's devastating on them. They haven't been able to see their families, their friends. So I don't know, you know, what the solution is, but.
Well, my daughter, she says, you know, that we'd have a patient dying. The family couldn't be there. She was FaceTiming people who are dying to their family so they could see them and talk to them if they were conscious enough. I mean, we got to that. I mean, it seems like you could.
They did make an exception for that
later on, but
yeah.
Not at the beginning.
Yeah.
And so later on, you could have somebody in there if somebody was passing.
Yeah.
I mean, that just makes sense to me. You know, you shouldn't have to die alone, even though I guess you could say in reality, we all die mm-hmm. alone. Unless, of course, you're in the military.
Yeah.
And then some of your friends can go with you. You know what? I'm not going to get with you on this because that's not fair to you. You just walked in and sat down. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about your services. You were here the other day with another group.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? You were with...
The CEO of Shasta Regional.
That's right, with Casey Fatch.
Casey Fatch.
But we started talking about all the different things, and I said we need more time to talk about the type of services you do mm-hmm. With an aging society. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. That's this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Ever since the day Cornerstone Community Bank opened, it's been helping people. As they say, they want to move local dreams forward, and they've been doing that It is a community bank, too. I mean, how much more community can you get when it's locally owned and operated, local board of directors? And not only that, Cornerstone Community Bank has been a success. They've got three branches, one in River Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right here in downtown Reading, and in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and are opening their newest branch in Anderson here in a few months. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Hit you when it's too late. Hit you when you're down.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at readingcolt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Lindebach. Linda's up in the mountains today, where she said that she called last night and said it rained. It wasn't it nice raining yesterday?
It's beautiful.
I just, you know, went out and stood in the rain just like the crazy person for a little bit. But she said it's just, you know, it's beautiful up in the mountains. Today we're going up to 104, 70 degrees right now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He truly comes out of the old school. And if there's anything about repairing a windshield Jeff doesn't know, it's because it must be not invented yet. He doesn't fool around with your family safety. He'll fix a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. But you need to have your, if you've got anything like that on your windshield, especially the chips, give Jeff a call at 241-8373, make an appointment for a free consultation, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm with Marianne Siever, and she is the force behind the Senior Source and Marianne Senior Placement Services. You've been in this field for 26 years.
Yes.
And you started your business 22 years ago.
Yes.
And obviously, there's a need.
Yes.
For this. So, yes. What are the services that you provide to people?
Well, my main service is Marianne Senior Placement Services. So, I help the elderly do the process of finding an appropriate assisted living or memory care facility. So, I've been doing that for 22 years, and just really helping a lot of seniors and elderly people here in our community. But over those years, I've been collecting all kinds of resources because sometimes placement isn't really what they need. They just need some support to come into the home. So I've just over the years just have really collected all these different resources, and I wanted them to be available for everyone, not just the people I help, but I wanted the community to know and have access to what is really here for seniors.
And what the way you've done this, besides having these really cool handouts, which is and here is a senior source, a guide to reading senior resources, and you know. If you want to leave a stack of them here, feel free.
I will.
But resources include affordable housing, assisted living communities, estate planning attorneys, equipment companies, home care agencies. I mean, it just goes on and on. Transportation, veteran services, which is, of course, near and dear to my heart. You work really close, I'm sure, with Celestina.
Oh, yes. Veteran Service Office.
Right.
They.
Now, you know, the when you get into estate planning, and we talk about conservatorships because that comes too. That is something that people need to know about if somebody, especially with dementia or Alzheimer's, they can't take care of their finances, but they really have problems taking care of themselves, then a conservatorship is required, and that's not simple.
Yeah, so hopefully a conservatorship is really the last I mean, you don't need a conservatorship if you've been really good at planning and you've gotten your power of attorney in place, because a power of attorney trumps conservatorships. So you really want to have all of your affairs in order and have that person picked to make your decisions for you and have your decisions written out so they can enforce them and execute them for you. So having a power of attorney is so easy to do. You don't need an attorney. You can go to the Senior Legal Services of Northern California. You can print
paralegals.
Yeah, you can get
out there.
Yeah,
help you. Gidget Souza, I'm just throwing out a plug for you. She's helped a lot of people.
Yeah,
but you're right. If you have all of those in place, but the one case I was involved in, they didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it became a nightmare, my friends. For the family, and I was involved with the whole thing, and so. Having planning, just simple planning.
Simple planning.
Like with a power of attorney, making sure your significant other is on the checking accounts, the savings accounts, all of those accounts.
Somebody you trust.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you don't have to be married to get on this power of attorney.
Exactly.
They can just be, you know, like I said,
friend.
Your significant other or a friend that will be somebody you really trust.
Mm-hmm.
A family member.
Absolutely.
You know, my sister told me if I made her my power of attorney that if I was in a hospital with an oxygen on and if I just coughed. If I just cough, she'd just turn me off. I said, well, what if I'm not in there for that? She said, I'll still turn it off. So we've had this love relationship since we were babies.
That's great.
Okay, what would you tell people that are looking, say they're for their parents, let's just say for their parents, and their parents are starting to have some problems, balance problems, they've fallen a few times, maybe they need to... more help, but not ready to go into a facility.
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do is just talk to your doctor and see why you're falling. Is it because you're having a reaction to maybe a new medication? Are you just losing strength because you're sitting a lot? There's different reasons for that, but getting in to see your doctor so they can sort of do an evaluation of you. And sometimes it's just a matter of needing physical therapy. So you can go to physical therapy centers and they just need a doctor's order sent over, and Medicare pays for outpatient physical therapy. And I always, always stress that seniors, well, actually everybody can exercises. And with seniors, physical therapy is just very structured and very specific, and it can help prevent them from falling. And that's what we want.
Well, Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance was on the other day. And that's one of the things. They take all types of insurance, but strengthening areas will help your balance.
Right.
And help prevent perhaps tripping or falling too.
Absolutely.
And they've got a program for that too. Okay, so then we find out, you know, okay, so it, time goes on, mm-hmm. and they are going to need help. Now, besides the falling thing, I mean, you have assets, or you can put them with people that can have somebody check on them or assist them in the home, too.
Oh, yeah. So if they're not quite ready for placement, I always actually encourage people to
stay at home.
Stay at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to stay at home. I don't like to actually see people until they've tried everything to stay at home. So if you need to hire caregivers, there's home care agencies that you can do that through. Connect Dignity Health Connected Living. They have a list of caregivers, mm-hmm. a caregiver registry. So there's ways. If you're a Medi-Cal recipient, there's in-home supportive services, IHSS, for Medi-Cal recipients. Mm-hmm. So there's ways to get people to come into your home. A lot of it is, you know, what you can afford because it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
The
VA has a program.
Yeah, and
for people come check.
Yeah, so the VA is just chock full of services. It all depends on what you qualify for, but mm-hmm. There's a program called Aid in Attendance, and it's extra money you can apply for if you qualify mm-hmm. To help cover the cost of a caregiver to come in. It helps cover some of the cost of even residential care assisted living facilities as well. So, you know, call down there to the Veteran Service Office, and they will tell you what you qualify for.
A comment here, the biggest challenge is for caregiving is for low-income patients.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that Medi-Cal can help with that.
Right.
Because you want it's just cheaper to keep them in their home. I mean, let's just look at it from economics. You know, it could be more economically feasible, but it's better for the patient to stay in their home as long as they can.
It is until you start to need 24-hour care.
Okay.
So
then
that's where it becomes
that's the next stage.
Yes. Then okay. I get the calls to help find the care homes because the care homes tend to be less expensive.
Okay. So they've reached that stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't be there with them or you can't take care of their needs of your significant other, your spouse. So then you go into the assisted living facility.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so, well, I would come out and meet with you and your family and just talk about all the different options, what your care needs are, what your budget looks like, since assisted living is all private pay, residential care, boarding cares, whatever. There's a lot of names for them. They're all out of pocket, so I would need to know your budget. And
they really are out of pocket.
They really are, unless you have long-term care insurance, yeah.
And it can be expensive.
It can be.
Let's just say that. It's anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $6,000
a
month.
That's a good broad range, yeah.
Right.
So there's a lot of variables within that, you know. But, yeah, so I try to figure out the best options based on what you need and what you can afford. So, and then there's preliminaries. I mean, the doctor has to fill out medical forms, and you have to, you know, have a tuberculosis test and a COVID test. So there's preliminaries to get into these places.
I hope a preliminary is not wearing an N95 mask or it's going to cut down on the population.
Yeah. Well, it's not required to have a vaccine to move into these places, but it is required to have a COVID-19 test.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in a couple of these places, they were glad they shared COVID with you once you were in there. I'm not going to get into that one. Okay. I'm here with Marianne Severs. She walked in this morning and, you know, just drinking her coffee, says, well, I just sit down here. So it's gone beyond probably what we thought it was going to when I started talking about COVID and masking.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been in the field a long time.
Yeah.
So does anything surprise you?
Nothing surprises me.
Nothing?
Nothing surprises me. Just because, I mean, with these care homes, they're so heavily regulated by the state that they mandate just about everything. So I'm not surprised when another regulation comes down the line.
I'm surprised that they have not mandated. Okay, and this is the next step, of course. They got the state.
Mm-hmm.
The next step is going to be mandating in care facilities. Everybody gets vaccinated. It's just, I can see it happening.
I can see it happening with the staff.
The staff, yeah.
It's not even mandated that you get a flu shot every year. But if you don't, you have to wear a mask, of course. But
yes, and that's been like that forever.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, if that will happen with COVID, the vaccine, I'm not sure. But I wouldn't be surprised. I wanted to mention really quick, we were talking about power of attorney. You can actually download those papers from my website, readingseniorsource.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got...
Are they legal?
Yeah, yes, they're legal for California.
For California.
Yeah.
So you can download it from your site,
yeah.
Fill it out.
Yeah.
And it must be simple enough that...
It's very simple.
Can I understand it?
Yep. Yep. And okay. Then if you have questions, you can call the Singer Legal Services of Northern California. Right.
Think of me as Napoleon's corporal, that if I understand it, then anybody can understand it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. It's 72 degrees out there. It's going up to 104 today. This portion of the show brought to you by State Granite, Mike Huber. Mike Huber has been designing and building beautiful, beautiful kitchens, bathrooms, and other outdoor areas for about 20 years now. He works in appointments only. So for a free consultation, you can give him a call at 241 Stone. It's a better known business. And, with full disclosure, he did our kitchen and just did a wonderful job at that. He's kind of like the Van Gogh of kitchen and working with stone and granite and marble and slate. In fact, this table right here was built by Mike Huber. Is this something?
Beautiful.
This thing's like 400 pounds, and you can move it around the way he's got it designed with the brushed aluminum supports on it. That's a State Granite. Give him a call at 241 Stone or learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Richard and Lori again. Since January, many of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family have been injured, and too many have died after taking the COVID-19 experimental injection. Karen Ramstrom and Danelle Ewert refused to use even one of the 45 COVID-19 employees to track those injuries, deaths, and issue reports. The CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System now shows 11,000 U.S. deaths, but public health refuses to admit it is happening here.
The government reporting system is statistically only showing approximately 5% of the actual numbers, so the deaths are likely closer to 200,000. Parents, you have seen this medical injury the past decades from childhood vaccines. This experiment is being coerced upon the population under the guise of protection. First responders are witnessing this medical murder. Call Shasta County Citizen Journalists with your story, 530-962-5168.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Did I ever mention to you all that three of the top-rated national shows, three of the four national-rated shows by Talk Radio Magazine are on this station, and two more in the top 20 are on this little bitty station right here in Redding, California. And Dave Ramsey, number two, comes on from 12 to 3. And if you've never listened to Dave Ramsey, please do yourself a favor. It's not political. Nope, it's not political. It's not religious. It's nothing. He just wants one thing in mind. Get out of debt. Pay your bills. How can you pay your bills down? How do you do it? There's a plan. There is a plan. There's a budget and a plan to attack the money you owe. And then when you don't owe money, then your life becomes so much better, right? I'm here with Marianne Sievers, and Marianne has Marianne Senior Placement Services. She also has the Senior Source, a guide to Reading senior resources here, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we've talked about on your website, you can download those powers of attorney. It's so important that you have powers of attorney, that everything is done legally for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, already set up. So if something happens, and my friends, just because you're 50 years old doesn't mean that, God forbid, you're in a car wreck. Mm-hmm. I was driving back down 44 here, got into town when it became, what is it, Shasta down here or Tehama? I can never remember. Big wreck. I mean, a SUV had the whole left side front just torn off. And luckily nobody was hurt. But you think about that. Maybe another second they would hit him broadside. And then you're in the hospital and your loved one can't get to the checking account, or they can't make decisions about your treatment at the hospital. You run into that.
Yeah, when there's no power of attorney, no planning, it gets a little tricky because you can have a lot of family members that will come in and disagree with what you're doing, and it just kind of is difficult on the hospital and the medical people too.
We just got a couple of minutes here. Rob Burrows is going to call in because we got a big big event happening here. Marianne, what about when the availability of services here, do you see those growing?
Yes.
At all?
Yes. Yes. Reading is very much of a senior community here. So there's always new care homes and just different resources that pop up to service. You know, there's just so many seniors here that need help. So.
And we're all aging. We're all living longer.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go to readingseniorsource.com and you can see all these different resources on the website, and hopefully some of them will help you figure out.
Well, all these things you have in the book, is this is not a small pamphlet, my friends. this is like a coffee table book.
Yes.
That you can put in there, and
it's a bound book.
It's a bound book, and it's got a cute picture on the front.
Yeah.
But the things that everything with activities of daily living to Medi-Cal applications mm-hmm. to healthcare directive, advanced directives. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Advanced directives is your wishes that have been written down. So advanced directives, durable power of attorney yeah. is an advanced directive. Do not resuscitate is an advanced directive.
Right.
So
my do not resuscitate, mine says resuscitate 4 times. And then you have to mark it off. And then after that. But then you've got, you know, like you said, the just moving companies.
Moving companies, yeah.
Moving companies. Mm-hmm. Now, and senior discounts.
Yeah, so there's a whole section with senior discounts, you know, help with paying for medications. Before COVID, you know, restaurants where you can get discounts in restaurants, heating and air conditioning. So there's just all kinds of discount, you know, service organizations that offer discounts. And I want to add to that because you mentioned a few today, and I want to add those to my book.
Well, you know what the and here's one. It's called Physical, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L.
Yes.
Free shout out here, buddy.
Dr. Dale.
Dr. Dale, and it's Therapy and Balance Centers.
Yes. They specialize in balance. A lot of seniors go
wow.
to them. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, exercises, and he's got a whole bunch of facts in here that scares you every 20 minutes in order to die from a fall. I've seen that, though.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, that.
They fall, break their hip.
Break their hip. And once they're in the hospital, nothing against the hospitals, but then they come out that it's a lot of times that's the first step.
The long road to recovery.
It is. Okay. We haven't, Rob hasn't called.
I have not heard from Rob yet.
Okay, Rob, buddy, if you have to call in at the top of the hour, we can do it then, too, because we've got a big event that's happening with our veterans. So the biggest thing, we only got like 2 minutes left. So the biggest thing that you would tell people that call you is?
Educate yourself on resources. If you have a parent or a grandparent, please educate, ask questions about options with placement, get your power of attorney in place, educate yourself on what to expect if X, Y, and Z happens, if a fall happens, if placement is needed. Ask questions now. Plan now, please.
Great. We have Rob Burrows on the phone. Rob, good morning. Something big's happening.
Good morning, Carl. We have the Wall of Remembrance, the 9/11 wall coming in today. At 12 o'clock noon, they'll be here. We're going to start unloading the wall and putting it up. We have volunteers coming in. And for the next 4 days, the Wall of Remembrance is going to be here at the Northern California Veterans Museum property at 4659 Ronda Road. And we have the large Korean War statues out here. We have the Iron Eagles out here. We'll also be doing the ceremony for the Vietnam veterans on Sunday morning.
Okay, Ronda Road, tell people where that is.
4659 Ronda Road is south of Walmart in Anderson, just up the hill,
right.
Across from the neighborhood church.
There you go. And that's, you know, in case you hadn't heard of Ronda Road, it's up there by Walmart. In between the church and and Walmart. And it's going to be up there, and it's only going to be here for how long?
It'll be here till Sunday evening.
Okay. And what is the Wall of Remembrance for people that said,
what's the Wall of Remembrance is... it's kind of like the Vietnam Wall, only it's the Global War on Terror Wall. And on one side of the wall, it's 120 feet long. On one side of the wall is all of the names that have been of individuals that have given their life, civilians and military and fire department and police officers since Lebanon, the attacks on the barracks.
Wow.
And then all of the Twin Tower names and the flights that came in and that were, were destroyed that day.
Wow.
On the other side of the wall is the timeline. It shows all the pictures and the timelines of every event that has taken place since the bombing of the barracks. And so it has all the different pictures, all the different dates. And we really want people to bring their kids out. This is an educational experience for we have two generations that have not been here since the 9/11 attacks. And so it's open to the public 24 hours a day.
And this is scary, too, when you think about kids that are 20 years old. They really don't have a memory of this.
Teaching it in the schools.
Yeah. Okay, now, Rob, can I impose on you to give me a call tomorrow about 8:05 and tell me, give us a little update of what's going on?
I will, and tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a soft opening. We'll have a little ceremony, and then the wall will be here. Once again, it's open 24 hours a day. While it's here, we want people to come during the cool of the day so that they can be a part of this, and it's free. We want you to come out, as that we have sponsors who have helped offset the cost, and we want people to be here.
Okay, and I can guarantee you that Linda and I will be there. Plus the fact we want to get more people out there, and this is Rob Burrows, of course, Battlefield Expressions on our station on Saturday mornings, and proud veteran, and one of my, what can I say, when you serve together in the same spot.
Fallujah, Iraq.
Pretty much sucked at that time. Got better after that. You know what? It got better because we were there, buddy.
That's exactly right. The Phoebe's helped the Marine Corps.
Okay. Rob Burrows and the Wall of Remembrance, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow at 8:05. So give us a call back, buddy.
Thank you very much. Once again, we appreciate everything you do, Carl.
Well, appreciate everything you do, buddy. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news then.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
...participates in next week's individual event.
Correspondent John Letterby. A deadly chemical plant leak, LaPorte, Texas, near Houston.
The investigation's just starting. We don't really know much about it. We don't know how this occurred, but we do know we have injuries. We do know we have fatalities.
Harris County Fire Marshal Lori Christensen telling KTRK that two people died, seven others suffered injuries, some of them had breathing problems, others burns. Republican Jake Elzey has won a special election for a U.S. House seat in Texas. The election to fill the Dallas area congressional seat that was held by Ron Wright. In February, he became the first member of Congress to die after being diagnosed with COVID-19. On Wall Street, the Dow down 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan, or increase our monthly payment too much, or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hundreds of members of Kenya's Shona community have been granted national ID cards, allowing them access to health care, education, and banking for the first time.
People here have spoken of their delight and joy at finally being recognized with official Kenyan identity documents. The Shona community arrived in Kenya in the 1960s as Christian missionaries from Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. But if they failed to register as citizens within 2 years of Kenyan independence in 1963, the opportunity to register never arose again. And so generations of Shona people here have existed as stateless. The ID cards presented to more than 800 Shona community members today will mean legal access to hospitals, schools and bank accounts.
The BBC's Vivian Nunes. Russian authorities restricting access to the website of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny and to dozens of sites run by his close allies. Townhall.com. There is more medical evidence, and it's never too late to quit smoking.
Cancer patients who stop using tobacco heal faster, experience fewer side effects from treatment, and lower the risk of tumors returning. New research shows lung cancer patients who stop smoking gained nearly 2 years of life compared to those who continued to smoke. It adds to the scientific evidence that has influenced many cancer doctors to make sure their patients know the best way to quit. Counseling, nicotine patches, and pills that ease the urge to smoke help many people succeed. John Scott reporting.
The governors of California and Nevada planning to tour an area blackened by one of two massive wildfires that had destroyed dozens of homes in the West. Today's tour of the Tamarack Fire along the state line comes as nearly 80 fires continue, destroying land and homes across a dozen western states. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 40 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's up in the mountains this week, said she's up around Tenet. I mean, we make the turn to go up to the ranch that she and the girls were at, and that's where the fire started, the Tenet fire started, literally. But it luckily went in a different direction than where they're staying at. Friends of ours have a ranch up there. So, but she did say it rained and it was cold up there last night. So, welcome to the show today, the 28th of July, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared's at the helm with the weather.
Good morning. It is currently 74 degrees, and today we're looking at a high of 103, a low of 69. On Thursday, a high of 106, a low of 72. Friday, a high of 107, a low of 73. Saturday, 100 with a low of 71. And on Sunday, back down to the double digits with a high of 97 and a low of 68.
Oh, at least we're back down. You know, yesterday, literally put on my fleecy. Okay, it wasn't that. It wasn't that cold, but it was nice. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a Anderson business that has been doing this for a couple of decades. There's no difference in the propane, my friends. It all comes out of the same tank. The difference is customer service, and that's why I fully recommend Shasta Gas Propane. They're great people that help people. They help people after the car fire by providing 100-gallon tanks to people that were living on their property in trailers or RVs, so they wouldn't have to keep taking out the 7-gallon tanks and getting them replaced. And they did this at no cost to the individual. This is just some of the things that Shasta Gas Propane does. They also give discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, as I mentioned. Give them a call at 365-3793. Standing across from me is Anderson Police Chief Michael Johnson and newly appointed Sheriff of Shasta County. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me, Carl.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you being here today. And I know you probably got a million things to do, but taking an hour out here to
talk. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, though, I'm a little disappointed. You asked me to come on the show when Linda's not here, so I got to look across at you the whole time instead of her. So.
You're going to get one of the buttons that says, "Where's Linda?" I get it all the time. The appointment was made yesterday. It was 4-1. I believe Supervisor Jones had said, I'm sure it wasn't a personal thing, but he wanted to have people vote on the next sheriff.
Sure, and I understand some of those people's concerns with that. You know, they want it to be an election. They want it to be voted in by the people. And if I had my preference, I would have started off like that for sure. But the county's in a situation where they had to appoint. And I know that the other opinion was, well, maybe they just let it go until the election. But the reality is if they let it go to the election, you're still talking a year and almost a half before a sheriff occupies that office, because once they're elected in June, they still don't take office until January of 2023.
So it's June of 2022.
Correct.
That the election is.
Correct.
So we're only talking 8 or 9 months here before the election.
Before the election.
But then it's another 6 months.
Yes, before they would occupy office. So
that's a strange way of doing it.
It is. I mean, I obviously don't make those rules, and neither do you, Carl. But that's what's on the books, and that's what they have to go by. So
sure, I understand.
That's the appointment. And you know, there were some other folks that had asked publicly in comment that I I don't accept the appointment if they were making the appointment, and I just let it ride out. Well, again, I appreciate people's opinions and people's thoughts on that, and I, too, am definitely respectful of the people making their choice. But if I was to refuse the appointment and then try to run in June, I don't think that would show very much strength or character out of me for putting it off and not trying to get stuff accomplished in the meantime. So,
well, the reason you took this job, obviously, was to make a difference.
To make a difference. That's I believe I can, Carl, and I you probably heard me say yesterday, a lot of people think I'm crazy. Some people tried to talk me out of it.
I'm not going to ask you that because I've already talked to you about that.
Right.
but after I heard your statement, maybe it's because of my background, I thoroughly, thoroughly understand it.
That
good. You feel like you can make a difference in what's going on.
I do.
In the shares. We've got a lot of turmoil.
We do.
In Shasta County. And the thing that I miss most is I know things. I've put an invitation out to Mr. Modi and Mr. Comente and Ms. Rickert. Well, hell, for Les and Patrick, too. What are we doing besides the turmoil? How are we moving forward in this county? There's a lot of stuff happening, and we've got a lot of problems out there. I mean, we're talking about water. We're talking about public safety. We're talking about, let's just get right down to it, that jail is the focal point of our problems.
Yeah, sure
not,
is.
Not what's happening in the jail, but the fact there's no space in the jail.
Yes, absolutely, a mountain of a problem.
And I'm going to take a early break, and we're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you wanted to design that special piece of jewelry for your loved one, they're going to help you design it, and then they're going to build it for you. Imagine having one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you're not going to see anywhere else to give to your loved one. Even if it looks like a three-year-old put it together, it's special. You know, with gems, it'll be put together so artistically by Henry and Rebecca that you'll never be sorry. It's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back with newly appointed Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Richard and Lori again. Since January, many of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family have been injured, and too many have died after taking the COVID-19 experimental injection. Karen Ramstrom and Danelle Ewert refused to use even one of the 45 COVID-19 employees to track those injuries, deaths, and issue reports. The CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System now shows 11,000 U.S. deaths, but public health refuses to admit it is happening here.
The government reporting system is statistically only showing approximately 5% of the actual numbers, so the deaths are likely closer to 200,000. Parents, you have seen this medical injury the past decades from childhood vaccines. This experiment is being coerced upon the population under the guise of protection. First responders are witnessing this medical murder. Call Shasta County Citizen Journalists with your story, 530-962-5168.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Sunny Money Staycation Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings. July 29th, $10,000 cash. August 26th, 2 houseboat vacations from Bridge Bay at Shasta Lake. September 30th, another $10,000 up for grabs at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WinRiver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it is. Hey, welcome back to the show. Carl and Botland is on assignment in the mountains. Today, the 28th, 72 degrees out there. It's going up to 104 today at 16 in the morning. And we're here with Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson, newly appointed Shasta County Sheriff. And Mike, for people that, you know, God knows, you know, just moved here. Or, your background, of course, has been in law enforcement for the last
25 years.
You were over on the coast.
Yep.
And then you came to Anderson.
I went, before Anderson, I was in Amador County for 5 years as chief there, and then I came to Anderson.
Now, a lot of stuff happened in Anderson.
Yes.
When you became chief. Can you just give us a quick rundown?
Okay. Well, coming into Anderson, I walked into the department under a federal lawsuit for the officer that was charged with raping in custody under the color of authority. So I spent my first 2 or 3 months in federal court dealing with that. And the department itself was in turmoil.
Whatever happened with that?
Got sentenced.
Okay.
Convicted and sentenced. And
okay.
I was right at the front of pushing for that because, you know, there's just no room for that in our profession and anywhere, really, but especially in our profession. So there was a lot of morale problems, short-staffed, you know, crime. They had crime areas just like everywhere else that were just going unchecked. So it was an undertaking from the very beginning to rebuild that department, reconnect with that community, and address the problems. So slowly that's what we started doing. You know, I went in and had to learn the folks that I'm working with there and understand how things going in that particular community. Slowly started recruiting people and getting up to staffing. Helped move the city to form a sales tax initiative once we earned the trust of the community. And they passed that sales tax for us. Then the money was allocated 100% as promised by my city council and city manager. And so that was 50% of that money went to law enforcement, still does. And we started on programs in the city. We proactive, aggressive law enforcement. That is the basis of it, Carl. I instilled a culture where we're not waiting for crime to happen and just reacting to it. Go out and hunt them down and find them first and get them out of the city. And that's really the philosophy that we operate under there, and it works. And people don't like to hear that sometimes, but we're the cops. We're law enforcement. Our job is to serve and protect and serve our community, and that's what the community wants. And they backed us, and it worked very well. And we've got...
No, I remember all that happening. You hired more officers.
Yeah.
You know, the training increased for people.
Training increased. We added a few dogs. We, increased the staffing, both support and the officers. And it's a great place to be.
Now, moving into the sheriff's position, one of the things you didn't have to worry about down in Anderson was that you arrested the bad guys and you took them to jail.
Right.
That jail is under your purview now.
Sure is.
And it's loaded to the gills.
Yep, it is. And so I've got a whole new problem to figure out. But I'll tell you this, Carl. So the jail issue and the capacity issue is something that isn't going to be fixed overnight, but definitely needs to be expedited, and we need to get that taken care of. But I cannot sit back as the sheriff, as far as an agency goes, the sheriff's department goes, and wait for that to get fixed before we start implementing the correct philosophy, and just like we did in Anderson. Yeah, it's my jail now, and yeah, we're going to be booking them into our own problem, if you will, but we need to get back to that same concept and basics with the sheriff's department, just like we did in Anderson. And that is, when you come across a problem and somebody's breaking the law, you need to fix it for the citizens. And that is arrest and book them. And if we end up having to release them ourselves because we don't have the capacity, we'll release them. But we're going to start building cases on people, and we're going to start holding people accountable for their actions in the community.
Well, you work closely with the DA on that. She started a bundling, I guess that's what you would call them.
Yeah.
Because we've arrested, as you know, probably down in Anderson, the same problem. You arrest some people numerous times.
Right.
Well, it doesn't seem to get into their heads that you're doing the wrong thing here. The idea of bundling it is, after you've been arrested 10 times, kind of put them all together so we can take them off the street.
Yeah, it's called the Chronic Offenders Program.
Oh.
And each, and you got it right, though. I mean,
bundling.
It's the same concept.
Yeah.
So each agency is given 3 beds where they can pick their high-profile criminals or offenders in their own community, and those people are not released. And the DA's on board on that, and they do a great job of making sure that they're not released and they're prosecuted and held to answer. And that... You know, that changes from community to community. If you're talking about Anderson, where we don't have the, you know, I've said this before, we're not the county seat, so we don't have the county seat problems, and we don't have all the services and stuff focuses there, so we have less of an issue there. So when we use the chronic offender program in Anderson, sometimes we use it for a typical drunk on the street that we've arrested and is taking the resources, time, and it's not just the police resources they take. They take EMS and fire to respond to their medical issues or their fake heart attacks or whatever they're doing because they want to be booked in, but it's resources. So you identify those people in your community who are sucking up the most resources or causing the most chaos, and you identify them as your chronic offender. You flag them, you book them in jail, and that process is gone. Now, that all works great, but when you're talking about Shasta County Sheriff's Department or the Redding Police Department, where they're making huge amount of arrests and have a ton of people to deal with, those 3 beds aren't enough, right? So we need to fix those problems. There's no doubt about it, Carl. I don't have all the answers to that, but I can guarantee you I'm going to work hard to find
them. Well, Eric McGrinney has been appointed to the deputy CEO position, and his whole mission in life, and we try and get Eric in here soon, is to take care, you know, is to focus on public safety, and one of those is the jail.
Which is good, which we need.
Which we need. We need another, I mean, a county the size needs, they say 1,000 to 1,100 person jail, which I always never understood until I've seen this, and I went, okay.
Yes.
Let me throw out some questions that have come through here.
Sure.
Concealed carry.
Concealed carry. What about it?
This has never been this has been a strong suit of our sheriffs in the past about issuing CCWs. Do you see any, what is your philosophy,
Carl,
on that?
Carl, you know me. That I could take that Second Amendment flag right there and make it into a shirt and wrap it around my shoulders and wear it around. I am 100% in support of CCWs. And we will continue that program. And over the years, it's been expedited in getting your CCW. And actually, that's a positive that COVID helped, was that process, because it used to be a 12-hour process. Now it's an 8-hour for the licensing. And the biggest slowdown in that whole process, which actually former Sheriff McGreeny told me, was the DOJ process, the fingerprinting and getting the return on that. But we're going to continue with that. I tell you, we've just the agencies of Anderson Police Department, Reading Police Department, Sheriff's Department, have negotiated a deal with Shascom Communications to start holding our warrants and doing our CLETS entries at nighttime. So that means now I'll be able to take a graveyard record staff at the Sheriff's Department, move some of them to a swing shift so they don't have to work graveyards anymore, and maybe allocate a couple other bodies to the CCW program to expedite that even more.
That's great news. And then under Eric McGreeny, they went online, so you could upload and not have to come back two or three times. So, okay, so marijuana interdiction. As you know, in Siskiyou County, the cartels have, I can't say taken over the county, but they have made it such a problem up there. You know, even when the Congressman Lamoff is up there with a bulldozer, and symbolically, of course, ripping up these beds. Do we have that same kind of problem, in your opinion?
We do.
Having not taken the job yet?
we do, not to the magnitude of what you saw in Siskiyou, but we definitely have that problem of the illegal marijuana grows in Shasta County, and we have cartel and gangs and organized crime coming in and looking to set up here. And they're setting up on a smaller scale. It's just a matter of time before they start taking over on a larger scale like we see in Siskiyou County. So I actually said this yesterday, Carl. I'm glad that people are up in arms about this issue, because I've been up in arms about this issue for a long time. I worked marijuana grows in the rural areas in Humboldt County when I was in law enforcement over there. I've seen it firsthand. You know, I've done at least 4 grows on Murder Mountain, if you've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Expose.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a problem, and it will get that bad if we don't start aggressively going after it.
Now, how do you plan on doing that? The fact is that there is a marijuana eradication teams, I guess, but isn't that a kind of a combined team from the state, or is that just coming out of us?
Yeah, they used to have, the Sheriff's Department used to run a marijuana eradication team, MET, which they were called, and they were housed right next to the Drug Task Force, and there was a lot of crossover where they used each other, and, you know, that helped with manpower and resources. That was defunded, I think, or went away somehow. I don't know the particulars of that, so I'm not going to claim
right.
I just know that it doesn't exist anymore, mm-hmm. and we need it again. And there's kind of a multi-pronged approach that Matt and CAO Matt Pontes, Eric McGreeny, mm-hmm. and I and some others are trying to work on so we can get going immediately. I mean, ultimately, we want, you know, code enforcement. We want to take over the property if we have to. We want State Water Board, we want environmental, all those people involved in these, but we don't have time to wait to get that plan all together before we start on it. We need to also put out teams immediately. And what I'm going to be pushing for, Carl, I don't know if I can make it happen or not, but what I'm going to be pushing for is within that very first week that I take office, I want to be out there ripping out gardens and taking it on. And when and I hope the cartel's listening to me, because we're coming after you. When the harvest season comes, I want to be doing interdiction and ripping off their loads. You know, I'm going to try to make it hurt, and we're going to try to take back over our county.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
My congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and I think that you're right. I think a lot of people didn't like the process, but it's certainly, you've done a great job in Anderson. And I know when we first met, first thing out of my mouth was, you'd make a great sheriff. Well,
Do you have a question, Terry?
The people of Shasta County will be behind you, brother. So,
thank you. What's your question, Terry? We're almost done.
Okay, my question is, you know, when you talk about the cartels and all that good stuff, my question is, we hadn't had anything happen. We had some of that dissolved. And you sort of just answered. I'm glad you're going to be out on that. So you said that basically the first week you're out, you're going to be out there pounding away and going after these illegal bros, right?
Yes. Now, Terry, don't hear it wrong. It's not a promise. I'm going to push hard to try to get it in place and make it happen the first week. But even if for some reason I can't actually get boots on the ground and be ripping out marijuana the first week, I'm definitely going to be having that all put in place and doing it very soon after. But the first week is my goal.
Well, one last thing, and that is we found out from the county that basically 5 years ago we were tied with Humboldt on how many illegal grows we have. I think we're number one now. So I think a lot of us are hoping that you'll get out there and get her done.
Well, thank you, and I plan to, and I'm going to be contacting all my allied agencies so everybody can contribute personnel so we have enough people and we can do it safely but definitely effectively.
Hey, Terry, great question, great comments. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're here with our newly appointed Sheriff Mike Johnson, who is going to take the job in, what, August?
August 15th is my first day.
Is that a Monday?
That's a Sunday, actually.
A Sunday.
Yeah, so you guys are making me work on a Sunday right off the bat.
Eh, that's okay. you're getting paid.
Yeah. True.
You get paid 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at our local hospital, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning, 73 degrees out there.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, the barbershop to get a place. If you're anybody, you get your haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work in appointments, so you give them a call at 244-9478. Yes, it is man's last stronghold. Sorry if that offends you. But it's man's last stronghold. I've gotten my hair cut there for 14 years. And I will continue to get my hair cut there. I love that place. We're here with our newly appointed Sheriff Mike Johnson, who is still going to be the Anderson Police Department Chief until August 15th. August 14th, you step down. August 15th, on a Sunday, you take the job.
That is correct. And just for some clarification with that, you know, because of my love for Anderson and Anderson Police Department, I'm not going to just completely walk away from that and until they get stabilized. So I'll be doing a little bit of back and forth after I assume the office of sheriff, just to make sure that the city of Anderson is taken care of before I'm completely out of there.
Well, you are the head. To me, you're the focal point of law enforcement in this county. You're the one that can bring Anderson and Redding working as a team, the Highway Patrol, feds.
Yeah, sure hope so.
Into one kind of a, you know, symbiotic unit.
And it has to happen, Carl. I mean, we already work well together and stuff, but there we need to do a little bit more of that and share some more resources and common operations if we're going to really make a difference.
I know this is a past sheriff, Magrini, and also Bill Shuler came under fire for the way they handled COVID. COVID looks like it's raising its head again.
Sure is.
And their priority was education and not shutting down businesses.
Uh-huh.
What's your opinion on this?
And they came under fire because they wouldn't go out and shut down businesses?
Yeah.
Well, if Governor Newsom wants to shut down businesses and he wants to enforcement for that, then he needs to send out his own teams and do it himself, because we have major problems already that we have to allocate our sources for, and we don't have time to do that. Nor am I going to go out and affect these small businesses and shut them down and be the cause for them losing their livelihood. So if the governor wants to make those decisions and he wants to send teams to do that enforcement, I guess we won't be able to get in his way, but he's not going to use me as an instrument to do that.
Okay.
Shame. Shame.
We play that every time the governor's name is mentioned, by the way.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't about what you said. No, it was about the gaffe. I love it. I can't help myself.
So if that's what they came under fire for, Carl, I guess I'll come under fire for the same thing.
One of the plans you had in the last iteration of a tax, you know, it was part of the increase of taxes, was your way of handling people that came into the jail, as far as get, you know, stabilizing their lives and moving them on. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You're talking about the plant, the proposal that I put forward? Okay, yes. Yeah, the Life Center. So, and I think that is still a very crucial, concept in moving forward and effectively making a new jail and changing lives and changing our, community. I'm all for, compassion is in law enforcement, Carl, for the people who want it, truly want it, and will participate in their own success. But those that don't and are just playing the game and don't follow through, they need to be held accountable. I'm still on that same mission of we need to set up a system where we have compassion for those who need it and will participate, and accountability for those who don't. There's some people that just don't understand it, don't want it, and don't care, and need to be incarcerated.
But the ones that can, like the city of Reading right now is coming up with a homeless, putting people homeless into places. And I haven't seen their final plan on this, and I can't wait to see it. But it's to get people off the street, but get them into that pipeline.
Right. So I haven't seen the plan either, so I can't speak to it either way. My hope is, because I just heard a little bit about it about a week ago, my hope is that they have some sort of accountability and transitional plan for these people, so it's not just giving them a free house and taking them off the street, because that never works.
I would fight that one tooth and nail. If it means going down there and picketing the city council, I would do that. We can't just give housing.
Yeah. And I doubt they're doing that. I'm sure they've got a plan in place.
I would not believe for a second that they would do that. I'm sure that they've got something there. If you're going to be in our housing, you've got to help yourself.
Right.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning. Do you have a question?
Yes, good morning. I do have a question. Yes, as being a new sheriff in town, are you willing to be a constitutional sheriff? And our last two sheriffs were not constitutional sheriffs, and this is why we have so much problem, I feel, here in town, because we were not, as citizens, allowed to protect our own property and things like that. So this is my question. Are you willing to be a constitutional sheriff? And if you want to know how to be a constitutional sheriff, as far as I'm concerned, there's a sheriff that's called Richard Mack, and richardmack.com, you could probably get in touch with him. And he could line you out on things if you as being a constitutional sheriff.
Okay, Ron, we got the question. Thank you very much for your phone call.
So the answer is constitutional sheriff is defined by a bunch of different ways from what I have initially started reading about. So under what you're saying, the MAC, I haven't read all that material yet, and I don't know what your definition of the constitutional sheriff is. Being a sheriff, just in by definition, you're a constitutional sheriff under the Constitution. That's how the sheriff is framed. So I can't really give you a definitive answer because I don't know enough about what your definition of that is.
One of the things is the sheriff can, from what I understand from what they're saying, is you don't have to allow certain law enforcement agencies in here. Is that true, or do you have the final say on that?
Yeah, kind of yes, kind of no. You do control your jurisdictional county as far as the law enforcement that is coming in and does work, but not always. There are agencies that can trump you and do it anyways, and it creates friction and bad blood when that happens. So, as I said yesterday, Carl, I'm for collaboration, partnerships, and cooperation. So generally, my philosophy behind that is, of course, depending what the operation is and depending what we're talking about, is that why would I not want some help coming in to tackle crime and problems in my county? But I definitely need to know about it and need to go what's going on and oversee it. So I hope that answers what you're asking.
It does. Roberta, good morning. Do you have a question for our newly appointed sheriff?
Boy, you stole my thunder, Carl. I was thinking about the homeless situation. So I will just say that I cannot believe our luck that you are here available. And we got you. And just do your best good work as you always do. Thank you so much for taking it on.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. I really do appreciate support from people like you that come in and are reassuring me. I'm very humble to represent you all, and hopefully I can live up to some of those expectations and make a difference countywide here.
And before we take our break, hey, Jesus, I am not against housing the homeless at all. I think it could be a good project if it's not just housing them and giving them a place to continue on their wayward lives. If our tax dollars are going to go to this, to finding housing for the homeless, they've got to get into a program and better themselves. Why would we continue to pour money down a hole if they're not going to better themselves? And if you're not going to do that, fine, out of this, and we'll get somebody that will, that wants to move on, find out, you know, to fix their problems, become a viable part of our society. If every one of them that goes into housing, say there's 12 units, 90 days later, they have moved on to other housing, to jobs, to things like this. That's what I'm for. But just to continue to give without some kind of results, yeah, I would not support that. Okay, we're here with Mike Johnson, our newly appointed sheriff and the Anderson Police Chief. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Okay, now, you're saying yourself you played that twice. Carl, why did you do that? Well, once was for Lori, and once was for the sheriff.
I love that. That makes me laugh.
I know. You gotta, you know what? You gotta find the humor in what's going on. There are one of the things you've just pointed out. One of the big things you want to achieve when you hit the ground running is this: we're going to take on the marijuana cartels.
Yep, that's an urgency. Sure.
And these are anecdotal things I've heard, but of the problems people have run into, including, you know, them threatening people for money.
Yep.
These are the kind of things that, you know, when Rob Peletti, the first time he was on the show, he said, we got heroin coming into the city. And how long ago was that? And everybody goes, oh, we don't have a heroin problem. He says it's moving its way up. And sure enough. So now.
Yeah, no, it's not just heroin. It's fentanyl.
Now. So that's something else you have. Now, you're short deputies.
Yep.
And there is a nationwide problem in recruiting law enforcement officers.
There is.
Do you have a solution to this? Or I don't know if anybody has a solution to it.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, everybody, if somebody had a solution, everybody would be fully staffed, right? But we've done well in my current department, and I know it's small, and we don't have to recruit as many people, but I'm confident we can bring that back up. We can find them. They're just not easy to find, and you have to be very proactive about going out and finding your deputies and finding your people and your staff. It's not like the old days where you can just sit and wait for the applications to come in the door. Carlson, the best officer I ever recruited came out of a butcher shop in Ione area. I was just in there doing business, getting some meat, and met a kid that was the butcher and got to talking to him and realized, yeah, this kid squared away. And so I recruited him. And I do the same. I had my roofer recruited him. I mean, it's just you have to be looking all the time, and not just you, but your whole department. And you have to be looking for good people and get them through the door.
Do you I imagine all your officers are also doing the same thing.
Yes, yes.
Maybe you ought to pay a bonus for every guy you bring in or girl.
Yeah, there's some of that in place. I'm not sure what the program that the Sheriff's Department has and how they do it. Obviously that is a pretty important factor too, because if you don't have the staff and personnel, then you're already behind the eight ball. So that's one of the things they'll be looking at too. But everybody's struggling with that, and it's not an easy task. And the bigger of an agency you are, the tougher it gets.
The Sheriff's Department, everything revolves, all law enforcement revolves around you in this county.
Well, I don't know that I'd agree with that, or I'd say that.
I'm not saying everybody doesn't have an important part, but you as the sheriff could be considered the focal point, especially in things that take more than just your agency.
Well, I know that I'm in a position where I can definitely facilitate a lot more and affect a lot more. And that includes resources from other law enforcement agencies. So just as that may be my responsibility, I can look at it this way too. So it'll be my responsibility also if I fail and don't get some of that stuff done for us too, right? Because they'll be pointing the finger at me. So in that aspect, in that regard, Carl, my influence, I guess, is broader, and I can have a bigger impact. I don't really necessarily see as see it as me being the focal point, and just me having the opportunity to facilitate more for the county.
Well, and I think that's what I meant. You're the coordinator of so many things. Here's a question for somebody. He says, will you continue with coffee with the chief, or in this case, the sheriff?
Yeah, that's a great question. Whoever asked that, thank you. Yeah, I will, with the sheriff. Certainly, it's going to be a little bit more tricky. I can't just pick one location and do coffee with the sheriff, or I'll have to rotate that because I've got the rural communities and those places where it's not easy for folks to just drive all the way in just to have coffee and ask
questions. You've got all
those areas. So I'm going to have to rotate it around, but yes, I intend to do that. And whether that's through town hall coffees or just little get-togethers again, I definitely – It was super successful for me as a chief in Anderson because I'd have people come and they would give me their opinions and give me ideas. And I instituted a lot of ideas and programs out of those coffees with the chief. And some of them worked, some of them didn't. But that's how you get to success.
Well, we have the sheriff on once a month, and I hope we can continue that. Under your command here. I think it's important that people able to ask you questions like we've heard today. And especially after you start the job, it's not quite fair to ask questions before you.
It's just difficult for me to answer them because some of them I don't know the answers to because I haven't been inside yet.
And that's a big thing.
But I do, Carl, I'll be happy to come on at least once a month. And the citizens should know that they can access me. You know, once I get an email set up, that'll probably be the best way for you to access me. And if it's, you know, important stuff and you want to sit down and have an eye to eye, I'll make the time for you. I will. It's going to be a lot, and it's going to take a lot of my free time, I guess, that I previously had. But it's important to me. I'm dedicated, and I mean it. So. Just give me a chance to get in that office and poor EJ set up my emails and everything.
We've got like about 3 minutes left. What do you want the people of Shasta County to know?
You know what? I want them to know kind of what I hit on a little bit yesterday. I want them to know me, who I am, and what I'm about. I've taken criticism a little bit already about jumping over there and this just being about grabbing money or being the sheriff and being more powerful and stuff, and that's not... It's not who I am at all, you know. I'm been married. Oh, I better get this right. 28 years now, and I have
28 delightful years. So you've got to throw a word in there somewhere.
Yeah. Wonderful, great, delightful years.
There you go.
And I've got two boys. One lives in San Diego. The other one just got out of the Marine Corps here, and he's local and going to be a lineman. I'm a huge dog lover. I've been training dogs all my life, both for police work and for sport. I'm a hunter and a fisherman, and I play men's softball. I am involved in the community in a lot of different ways. And on my off time, I don't just hang out with cops. I like to go hang out with everybody else in the community. I like to go to the brewery. I like to go play cornhole. I'm just a normal guy. I'm occupying a job that I'm dedicated to and meaningful for me as far as serving the county.
You know, I know Mike well enough to say that when people go, he's trying to, you know, just up his pay and all that. My friends, from everything I know about Mike, that's absolutely not true. He saw a challenge here. He saw a way of helping. And he's going to, you know, in my opinion, he's going to hit the ground running. And some of the ideas I've heard today are very forward thinking. And the fact is that the CEO of the county has come up with, you know, they're coming up with a plan to get that jail built without a tax raise. I can't wait to see that happen. But until then, we've still got some big concerns. And
we've got plenty of issues to tackle.
And it's not like you're coming in from someplace else or that you're not intimately familiar with all of these.
Correct. So, yep, I'm here.
Mike, we really appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for playing the camel thing twice for
me.
Well,
you know what? It's Linda loves it too. And it's just
that made my morning.
Well, good, because now you're going to go back down to Anderson and fight crime the rest of the day there.
Well, in the afternoon I am. I'm actually meeting with the Sheriff's Department command staff this morning, so I don't even know everybody yet. I'm going to start getting to know people and just touch base before I get inundated there.
The Sheriff's Department seems to be a little bit unhappy right now, the rank and file, so that's another thing, having to come in and face.
And our primary objective there, Carl, is just to unify, regroup, and get everybody back on the same road and task.
Okay. Well, that's a great way to finish up then. Tomorrow, we're going to have Max Steiner with us, who is running against Congressman LaMalfa. And in the next election, find out who he is, find out what he believes in, and